The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, and welcome to Self-Love, It's a Process. This is a podcast sharing my journey on building self-love. Self-love is a topic that's very important but not talked about enough, despite the many people who struggle to love themselves. In this podcast, I will be sharing the ways self-love contributes to growth and the different ways of practicing self-love. So with that being said, let's get lovin'. Hi, and welcome to episode 4 of Self-Love, It's a Process. I'm your host, Cry, and as I mentioned before, this is a podcast focused on the journey to loving the self. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of practicing self-forgiveness. Before I get into that, I do want to express again my gratitude towards all of you for making it to the 4th episode. It really does mean a lot to me, and I hope that you enjoy today's episode. Firstly, before diving deep into self-forgiveness, I want to bring your attention to what self-forgiveness is. To me, self-forgiveness is allowing yourself to be accepting of yourself and being able to move forward past your mistakes and use those mistakes to help you form a better version of yourself. But by definition, according to BetterHelp, forgiving yourself means letting go of the feelings and emotions associated with what went wrong, aka your mistakes, and letting go of any resentment or anger you may have for yourself because of the events that have unfolded. Self-forgiveness is a very huge topic because most people often struggle with forgiving themselves. You might think that it can be easy to forgive yourself, like it's easy to forgive another person. But human beings, when it comes to ourselves, we tend to hold ourselves to a higher accountability that prevents us from allowing ourselves to learn and move past our mistakes. We tend to focus on those mistakes and overanalyze them, and bring ourselves back and hold ourselves back from achieving more because we constantly overthink our mistakes. We also often believe that in order to be successful in the world and in society and to be able to achieve our goals, we have to be hard on ourselves, feel ashamed of our mistakes, and be deserving of overcriticism. This overcriticism often coming from yourself. But in reality, doing nearly the opposite can have a greater impact on your performance, which has the potential to allow you to achieve your goals with much more ease and to allow you to be more successful and deserving of praise. This leads me to why practicing self-forgiveness is important in our lives and how it positively impacts you, the way you live, and the people who surround you. While researching, I found from BetterHelp that by practicing self-forgiveness, it overall improves your well-being and productivity. When we practice self-forgiveness, like my definition had mentioned, you are able to move past those mistakes and use those mistakes to form a better version of yourselves. And letting go, like the definition, letting go of resentment and anger for yourself. So when you practice self-forgiveness, you take your experience, learn from it, and let go of your negative feelings towards those mistakes. And by doing that, you often feel better about yourself because you're allowing yourself to grow. And because since you're not being held back by the feelings of resentment, anger, and shamefulness, you are able to feel a sense of freedom and feel a weight being lifted off of your shoulders and being more prepared to move forward. And with this preparation to move forward that comes from letting go of these feelings that may weigh heavy on your back, you feel more productive and feel that you have more potential and you have the ability to do so much more from what you've gained by reflecting on your experiences and mistakes. Also, by practicing self-forgiveness, it allows you to feel more compassionate for yourself. Something we often lack when it comes to ourselves is allowing ourselves to be compassionate with who we are as a person. But just as we show compassion for the people that we love in forgiving the people that we love, we also deserve the compassion we give to other people. We deserve to be compassionate with ourselves and be lighter on ourselves. And we do not deserve to be or to feel over shameful or deserving of over criticism. And through the process of practicing self-forgiveness, it allows you to open the doors of vulnerability and allows to see yourself as someone who needs comfort, because just like everyone else, you need comfort too. By practicing self-forgiveness, you also practice self-acceptance. Through the process of practicing self-forgiveness, you practice self-acceptance, because in order to feel this sense of compassion and this improved well-being and productivity, you have to accept and acknowledge your mistakes and flaws and accept them as a part of your upbringing, as a part of yourself and your growth. And by continuously practicing forgiving yourself, forgiving your mistakes, you are also practicing accepting yourself for who you are and allowing yourself to make these mistakes and learn from these mistakes. And by practicing this self-acceptance, self-compassion, self-forgiveness, it all really ties in together. You allow yourself to take responsibility. When it comes to making mistakes, we like to put them aside. We don't like to take responsibility for them and allow these mistakes to be a part of ourselves. We often like to push them to the side as if they never existed, or as if we don't associate ourselves with mistakes, because we're very obsessed with this idea of perfectionism. And by practicing self-forgiveness, you are allowing yourself to take these mistakes and allow them to be a part of you, because they are a part of you. And they are not something to be pushed to the side. They are something to be embraced, accepted, and incorporated into your ways of learning and the way that you grow. And by doing this, by taking this responsibility over your mistakes, rather than letting your mistakes take control of you and how you perform, you are taking control of these mistakes and allowing it to improve the way you perform and the way you move forward in how you behave, act, and, like I said, perform. And with this you begin to see the positivity with each new mistake that you make. You tend to see it as another route and another guideline to where you can grow, because we're all perfectly imperfect and there's always room for us to grow. Now, with having explained the positive impacts self-forgiveness has, I do want to get into how you can practice self-forgiveness. According to BetterHelp, by acknowledging what you did and acknowledging the feelings that you had while making these mistakes is the first step in practicing self-forgiveness. After acknowledging your feelings, taking a look at the situation again and remembering the emotions that you were feeling, you, instead of feeling shameful about your mistakes, you become more open to the feeling of guilt, because guilt allows yourself to feel regret, and regret for us tends to be the motivation to change ourselves. Rather than shame, we tend to put ourselves in a corner and live in shame rather than pull ourselves out like with guilt we do. And after feeling this guilt, this regret, and now being pushed to become a better version of ourselves, we take responsibility, which is the third step in practicing self-forgiveness, is taking responsibility for your action, comforting yourself and allowing yourself to be compassionate with yourself, and then beginning to take action and repair the damage you have done to others, yourself, and that being the fourth step in practicing self-forgiveness. And that's the most crucial part, which is reflection and repairing. And after having done that, you look at your effort and begin to forgive yourself and have that be a core memory and guide to becoming who you want to be in life by straying away from making the same mistakes. Now, to wrap up this podcast, I do want to spend a little time practicing gratefulness, because that's a way to practice self-love. So I do want you to think about something that you're grateful for today. For me, I am grateful for my exchange journal. Me and my best friend, who goes to another school, have an exchange journal where we both write entries. Well, it's a journal, and we exchange every month, and we read our own writing. Even though we can text, even though we can email, sometimes reading it in a book is a lot better. And like I mentioned in a previous podcast, journaling and diarying is another way of practicing self-love, but that's a little bit off topic. But I'm very grateful for this exchange journal because it allows me to put my feelings on a page and allow somebody to read it. And rather than it feeling like a text message, I feel like by putting it onto a piece of paper, it makes the feeling so much more real and allows the person who's reading that paper feel more of what you're feeling while writing it. So I put my heart onto this piece of paper for my best friend to read, and she does the same. And it's really great, and it helps me cope with the things that are going on in my life. I'm very grateful for it, and if you haven't heard of an exchange journal or is interested in starting one with your best friend, I highly encourage you to do some research and try it. It's really worth it. I encourage it even more because it really brings out the creativity in you when you're doing this exchange journal. But remember, we are all perfectly imperfect. You are beautiful, you are enough, and you are valued and unique. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And In the next episode, I will be discussing appreciating yourself. So if you're interested, please tune into the next episode. Thank you and bye-bye.